In this episode, you'll discover how to quiet that mental noise that's stealing your calm and clarity. Welcome to Takeout Therapy, the podcast for empathic high achievers who are done with overworking, overthinking, and overwhelm. I'm Rebecca Hunter, an anxiety expert and a therapist helping busy, big-hearted people like you learn practical skills to quiet your racing mind, overcome self-doubt, and actually be present in your life. If that sounds good to you, you're in the right place. Visit me at takeouttherapy.com anytime for more resources. Thanks for listening. Let's get to work. Well, hello there, friend. I'm so glad you stopped by for today's episode. In this episode, you'll discover how overthinking actually keeps your nervous system in constant overdrive and why learning to observe your thoughts instead of obeying them changes everything. I will give you a few simple ways to detach from unhelpful thinking and focus on what actually matters. You see, so many people I work with get really tangled up in their thoughts, their internal dialogue, not the words that are coming out of their mouth, but the circus in their head. And they mistake these thoughts for truth. And it takes a high level of skill to actually stop doing that. Today, we'll take a closer look at what's really happening inside your brain and how to create some distance from your thoughts so you can actually feel better. What I see in the therapy office after sitting with people for thousands of hours is that when people listen to their thoughts too much, it impacts their entire life negatively. We'll just start with the mental health. When we get too involved with our thoughts, and we make up stories, or we just run with a story, there's assumptions, we do projection, and rumination is not helpful at all. We cause problems in our mental health. We cause problems in our relationships, both intimate and friendships, and we cause problems at work. In order to illustrate my point today, I'm going to give you a little case study. I used to have this client many years ago that was newly divorced and dating. And frankly, it's tough out there, people. Good luck with that. But after a few sessions of listening to the dating life of my client, generally things seemed to follow a pattern. She would meet a person that she really liked. They would have a few dates, and then she would begin her rumination. Lots and lots of repetitive thoughts about where the relationship was headed, whether he liked her as much as she liked him, and so much future tripping. This is just in the first month, which made it impossible for her to be present with whoever she was choosing to date. What I noticed is that with my client, it was all about thinking. What she thought about everything, not actually based in feeling her way through the difficult terrain of dating. She would eventually find herself in the same place after dating somebody for a few weeks, unable to bring up topics that she's curious about because she was fearful that he wouldn't want to keep dating her. So she ended up just being a great listener and listening to him talk ad nauseum about himself. She's asking great questions, and before long, she's right back into a very unpleasant pattern of taking up no space in relationships and not getting what she wants at all. And I think what's really interesting is she had typed all potential partners as self-absorbed over and over and over. And honestly, we had to have the difficult conversation that all of this could potentially have been due to so much thinking and the fact that she wasn't really able to see the thoughts or hear the thoughts. She actually just had her own dialogue going on inside that felt like a reality. Anxiety, nervousness, fearful thoughts about her supposed inability to find a healthy partnership. I tell you this story of my client to illustrate the importance of noticing your thoughts as thoughts and disciplining your brain a bit around them. And if you're wondering about my client, she ended up meeting somebody and getting out of her head and being more present with this person so that they could find out more about her as well. And she learned to take up space in her relationship and stop making up all kinds of stories about things that weren't actually happening. She's doing great now. I hear so much from people about their stories and their ideas about things that may or may not happen in their lives. And honestly, detaching from our thoughts gets us started in being more present for what is actually happening. Do you relate to this? Do you potentially need to detach a bit from your thoughts? If so, today, I'll just poke you along in the right direction because it is a process, of course. Your brain thinks, and you've trained it, potentially, that it may go ahead and think unfettered. So the first step in the process then would be not to criticize yourself for not disciplining your brain or for the thoughts that your brain has. That's like being mad at yourself for having red hair. There's nothing you can do about the fact that your brain thinks nonstop. It's just an organ of your body doing its job. And you spending time thinking about what you think of that is just more unnecessary thinking. So don't criticize yourself for your brain's thoughts. Be willing to learn to discipline it. One thing that I think is incredibly helpful is to give your thoughts an emotional theme. And oftentimes when I bring this up in the context of the therapy room, people start to realize that they don't really look at life from an emotional lens. But it's really helpful when we dial it back to feelings, right? Because then we can create patterns and themes out of all those thoughts that are just swimming around in our head. Like, oh, that's just me worrying. Oh, I'm feeling lonely. I'm really confused about this situation. Or yes, I have some fear or boredom or overwhelm, etc., etc., etc. Can you see how generally thoughts follow an emotional theme? We have an emotion and then a bunch of thoughts come in. And instead of responding to the emotion, we typically just go on the journey of the thoughts. It's way more exciting, I agree, but can lead us down some windy, windy roads, my friend. So give your thoughts an emotional theme and then respond to your emotions, not your thoughts. Like, I've been married a long time. My husband can be the literal most annoying person on the face of the earth, right? So when I get annoyed with him, I could get really caught up in some thinking, like he doesn't even care about me. That's why he doesn't wipe the counters. He's not willing to pitch in like he should. You know, this must be what he's thinking. This must be his idea about our relationship. That's just thinking, friend. Underneath all those thoughts is emotion that is natural in a relationship. Resentment, irritation, frustration. Those can be addressed. And instead of always bringing that to somebody else, what I recommend is respond to it yourself first. Respond to your emotions. Say something perhaps reassuring, like, hey, it's annoying and frustrating if he never wipes the counters. It literally has no bearing on his commitment in this relationship of 30-something years. That could be one thing I could say to myself, right? Say something reassuring. Tell yourself you understand why you're feeling this way. We call this validation, right? We have a feeling, and generally, we're sort of like thinking our way out of the feeling, like, you shouldn't feel that way. Why are you even feeling that? Instead of just going, you know what, dude, it's okay to be angry that this person isn't listening at all to your instructions or being respectful to you or blah-de-blah-de-blah, right? Just telling yourself that you understand, that you have feelings and it's really appropriate, is simple enough to give your emotion a little bit of a response. And just understand that when you address things from this deeper level of emotion, you're going to want to learn to regulate your nervous system, which I talk about on the podcast quite a bit, don't I? Because it's really important. This is what I teach people in the work that we do with each other, because we think our thoughts are so important, and we think our stories are true, and we assume that we know what's going on. And all the while, we're just jacking ourselves up. We're creating more emotion than the original situation created to begin with. So my friend, it's time to learn to regulate your nervous system and detach from your thoughts. I have this little free class on takeouttherapy.com. And if you haven't done it yet, I recently revamped it to really, really simplify it. It's called The Overthinking Solution. And I will teach you mindfulness and self-compassion based ways to stop thinking about everything so much and get in there and intervene sooner. Because people get really wrapped around their thoughts. I do. Maybe you do too. And we don't need to do it. We need to learn to allow the brain to have thoughts without always responding to them. Rather, if you want to do some personal growth work and understand yourself better and navigate easier, bring things a little bit deeper and nurture your emotions instead of engaging with the thought train, which will always be running in the back of your mind. Hopefully, in this episode, you learn that your thoughts aren't facts, that labeling your mental chatter helps you see emotional themes way more clearly, and that real peace comes from responding and validating your own emotions instead of reacting to the nonstop radio station in your head. Because remember, your brain's job is to think. Your job is to decide what's worth believing. When you can step back and just notice what's going on, you take back your power and your peace of mind. Bonus. So hopefully that's helpful. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate you showing up each week and doing this work. Stay tuned for new episodes on Mondays and Fridays, designed to help you thrive. And as always, while Take Out Therapy is a great educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to check out my resources and learn about working with me. Until next time, take really good care of yourself, friend.